Week 14, Sunday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from far, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 130. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. Psalm 131. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark, we found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling, let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness, your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm for ever. Psalm 131 continued. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. if they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Sion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place for ever, here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce, I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe their priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower, I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm forever. Come, consider the works of the Lord. He has done wonderful deeds on the earth. A reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 12. And the Lord sent Nathan to David. He came to him and said to him, There were two men in a certain city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had very many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb which he had bought. And he brought it up, and it grew up with him and with his children. It used to eat of his morsel and drink from his cup and lie in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. Now there came a traveller to the rich man, and he was unwilling to take one of his own flock or herd to prepare for the wayfarer who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, As the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. Nathan said to David, You are the man. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul, and I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your bosom, and I gave the house of Israel and of Judah, and if this were too little, I would add to you as much more. Why have you despised the word of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight? You have smitten Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your wife, and have slain him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbour, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this son. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. Nevertheless, because by this deed you have utterly scorned the Lord, the child that is born to you shall die. Then Nathan went to his house. And the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it became sick. David therefore besought the Lord God for the child, and David fasted, and went in and lay all night upon the ground. And the elders of his house stood beside him to raise him from the ground, but he would not, nor would he eat food with them. On the seventh day the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spoke to him, and he did not listen to us. Now then, can we say to him, The child is dead? He may do himself some harm. But when David saw that his servants were whispering together, David perceived that the child was dead. And David said to his servant, Is the child dead? They said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed, and anointed himself, and changed his clothes. And he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. He then went down to his own house. And when he asked, they set food before him, and he ate. Then his servants said to him, What is this thing that you have done? You fasted and wept for the child while it was alive. But when the child died, you arose and ate food. He said, While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who knows whether the Lord will be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he is dead, why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me. Then David comforted his wife Bathsheba, and went in to her and lay with her, and she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. And the Lord loved him, and sent a message by Nathan the prophet, so he called his name Jedidiah. Responsory. My sins are more in number than the sands of the sea. My transgressions abound, and I am not worthy to look up and gaze at the height of heaven, because of the number of my wrongdoings, because I have provoked your wrath. I have done what is evil in your sight. My offences, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. A reading from the Sermons of St. Augustine, Sermon 19. I acknowledge my transgression, says David. If I acknowledge it, then pardon me, O God. We must not assume at all that we are living good lives free from sin. Let a man's life be praised in so far as he asks for pardon. But as for the man without hope, the less attentive they are to their own sins, the more they pry into those of others. They seek not what they can correct, but what they can criticize. And as they cannot excuse themselves, they are ready to accuse others. This was not the way that David showed us how to pray and make a reparation to God when he said, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. David was not interested in other man's sins. He turned his mind to himself, not in self-flattery, but in entering deeply within himself. He did not spare himself, and so it was not presumptuous of him to pray that he might be spared. Do you want to be reconciled with God? Learn how to act towards yourself, that God may be reconciled with you. Notice what you read in the same psalm, quote, If you wanted sacrifice, I would offer it. You take no pleasure in burnt offerings. End of quote. Will you then have no sacrifice? Will you offer nothing, not propitiate God with any offering at all? What have you said, if you wanted sacrifice, I would offer it, if you take no pleasure in burnt offerings? Go on with the psalm, listen and say, quote, The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart he does not despise. End of quote. Having abandoned your former offerings, you have found what to offer. Among those of old, you used to offer victims from the herds, and they were called sacrifices. Quote, If you wanted sacrifice, I would offer it. End of quote. Therefore, you do not seek those former offerings, and yet you seek a sacrifice. You take no pleasure, David said, in burnt offerings. Since you take no pleasure in burnt offerings, will you remain without a sacrifice? Far be it. Quote, The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart he does not despise. End of quote. You have what to offer. Do not examine the flock. Do not prepare ships and penetrate to the most distant provinces to bring back perfumes. Seek in your heart what is acceptable to God. You must rend your heart. Why do you fear that it may perish if it is broken? Here you have those words, quote, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." End of quote. So then, that a pure heart may be created, let the impure one be broken. We must be displeased with ourselves when we sin, because sin displeases God. And as we are not without sin, let us at least be like God in this respect, that what we are displeased with is what displeases him. You are to a certain extent united with the will of God, because you are displeased with what is hateful to him who made you. Responsory from Psalm 50. My sins are embedded like arrows in my flesh. Lord, before they wound me, heal me with the medicine of repentance. A clean heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Heal me with the medicine of repentance. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers, all the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord God, when our world lay in ruins, you raised it up again, on the foundation of your Son's passion and death. Give us grace to rejoice in the freedom from sin which he gained for us, and bring us to eternal joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.